Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is...
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next up, News for the Soul, it's time for Super Soul Solutions with Marilee Milmo. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and her guest, and what's up for today. Marilee, welcome back.
Hi, thanks, Nicole. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just great.
Oh, good, because I'm using a new, system so that we don't have the problems we had last time. Anyway, great. So, hey, everyone, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And you may have read that I've decided to do two more shows every other week now because so much will be happening. And my deepest desire is that you have the tools and solutions to navigate through this amazing liberating time in a positive and empowering way. So I would like to welcome back Scott Lemriel, known as the Direct Experience-Based Hidden Truth Revealing Researcher, author, and international speaker. His work is all about sending out in a very unique way the first primordial sound behind all creation. This is done so that any listener can find out about the hue that is derived from the first half of the word human or hue woman was hidden in plain sight. Scott teaches what the hue does for our benefit and then later exercises our higher faculties to awaken our own direct experiences of our true self, the soul, and higher realms. Mr. Lemriel shares that a well-grounded awakening, knowing, or comprehensive understanding of the importance of this first sound behind the entire grand multidimensional creation is necessary before anyone here on Earth can actually co-create effectively. What Scott calls direct knowing perception or direct knowing certainty and awakening to the benefits of the hue is essential before we can co-creatively accept this new wondrous uplifting energy that is being revealed now. So the intention of this radio show is to provide an opening door for listeners to begin the real process of recovering the true free will and our co-creative destiny with Source that is behind and supporting all life in the multiverse. The most highly evolved extraterrestrial beings far beyond Earth call Source Prime Creator. It is essential at this time on planet Earth that each of us uncovers the courage within our true nature as the soul in order to make the leap back into the true core of our being. However, the vast majority of people on Earth right now do not yet recall what the soul looks like and what the nature of the soul or Atma truly is. So I invited Scott back today as the direct experience-based hidden truth researcher to direct and guide us in the remembrance soul journey that allows us to awaken to our true being. Scott has published two books that are designed to provide the necessary spark to awaken dormant understanding. They are titled The Says Race, which is spelled S-E-R-E-S, The Says Race Agenda, and The Emerald Doorway, Book 1 of the Parallel Time Trilogy. And by the way, folks, I read the latest editions of those two and honestly could not put them down. At the back of the Say's Race Agenda book is a very special technique section that works exclusively with the new consciousness liberating ray recently woven into the omnipresent fabric of the Hue sound and underlies all life and all that exists. These techniques will assist those of us with the courage to go on this journey of recovering so much that was taken from us before we found ourselves incarnated on this planet, with little or no former memory of our true nature or higher faculties of awareness intact. Sends out the Hue on various tone levels at the beginning of each guided journey. He is also sending them out telepathically from the Atma he is to each listener's true Atma or soul. Each of us is really the Atma, a pure, spherically shaped energy self that is not nuclear or atomic in nature. Scott clearly states that anyone who sincerely wishes to recover deliberately hidden truth and recover true free will needs to be willing to put in the effort to actually exercise the higher faculties via the Hue after they are revealed. He declares that what will follow are very tangible, uplifting, permanent results. Scott further states and shares with fellow human beings that the actual source behind and supporting all life never requested or encouraged any of us to worship it. What is required is that we recover the ability to respect this source from which we all originally came and all of life in the entire grand multidimensional creation are meant to be fully conscious co-creators with the source. And to accomplish this, we must be willing to expand and become aware of the vast, wondrous life that exists beyond Earth out in the cosmos. So, with that, it's my pleasure to welcome Scott Lemriel to our second show. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Merle. Glad to be here. That was a great introduction. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So, for those of you that may not know how I found Scott, I'll just tell you a really short synopsis. Basically, I'd heard about him, but I was so busy researching other people, I kind of went, yeah. And then what happened is at the start of the last show that Scott was on, I sat in front of my computer and I asked Source directly, and I said, it is not going to help to talk with people and to people about nonstop data and information. It's not going to fully empower them, I don't think, and I need to be directed to someone who will give a direct experience and guide a direct experience so that all of us can begin to get on board with recovering the knowingness of who we truly are. And literally, folks, at that minute, his YouTube came on my computer. So that's how I found you, Scott.
There are no accidents, are there? No accidents.
I don't think so. So
did you have a Go ahead.
No, please.
I think you have a couple of specific questions you want to ask me.
Yes.
If there is, you should just go with that and let me go ahead and carry this forward for the listeners for their benefit.
Okay, that sounds good. You know me, I always have questions.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. You know, it's banter back and forth, man. Well,
okay, but I'll try and condense it into a few. Here we go. As you know, I've been passionate for quite some time about discovering the deeper secrets of DNA and how it positively affects or impedes our human abilities. So you reveal in your amazing, fascinating, and revelatory books that I read that present Earth human beings have had their genomes that make up the double-stranded DNA tampered with long ago. So the question I would like to ask for the audience and myself is the DNA tampering reversible? And if so, how do we reverse it? Can you share more about this, please?
Sure. Of course, I don't work with, and I want to make this clear for everyone, I do not, maybe a lot of people will appreciate this, I think, when they really get the meaning of it. I don't work with any negative emotions or negative imagination. I don't work with theory or faith or belief because, like, faith and belief are good places to start, but they should lead to direct experience. So I only work with direct experience minus negative emotional charges and imagination. So I deliberately don't work with those at all. That way, we're addressing our true nature as the Atma or the individual being, and we're communicating to each other that way and to the universe that surrounds us beyond Earth. The DNA that we have on Earth is two-stranded. There are, I think, mapped out on Earth over a billion genomes that make up the particular switches that determine what you'll look like as a physical being, how old you'll live, when you'll die, what you'll die of, etc. Each one of those genomes are switches. Some time ago when they first mapped this out, they thought that some of the DNA, which is they thought was junk DNA, is not junk DNA. It's in fact just turned off. It's not on. So what is put out for human beings on Earth is that we use roughly, on average, 6 to 10% of the brain. What's odd about that is the brain is 100% developed in a human being. So why would we use 6 to 10% of something that's fully developed? That makes no sense. It means that certain genomes are turned off or non-functional that would allow you, the being running the body, to utilize higher faculties of being through that physical form on Earth. So when we go into how this happened, they're out in space beyond Earth long ago in a galactic history that people on Earth are denied knowing still to this day. Something occurred where beings misused science, very highly evolved science, to capture beings during war. Last one happened over 500,000 years ago and came to an end. The tyrant nature of beings were defeated, but they weren't wiped out. A treaty was struck. And since that time in 500,000 years, covert beings, diabolical beings, will sneak around the universe to capture people or abduct people without being caught if they can get away with it. But anyway, the misuse of technology is that if you can capture a being and surround it in an energy field around the spherical shaped being that we are, which has real structure to it, it is spherical, like planets and moons and suns and stars are all round because they are made in the image of their creator. Each one of us is a spherical being, what people on Earth call soul, for the most part without really understanding what that is or what it looks like. It is spherical in shape. It has layers to it. Each layer comprises a number of higher faculties. And it is made in the image of the source behind all life itself. That means that the spherical shape is the true nature of a human or human, not the physical body of a human being. There are many races out among the stars and out in the grand cosmos and other dimensions that are human, humanoid, and other races that have body forms that the Atma, the spherical form we are, can run effectively in much, much better ways than people on Earth are able to do that right now. And Marilee, you asked me if this can be reversed. The best way to reverse anything that was done to anyone on this planet before this lifetime. Most people wake up here being born through a body. They grow up as an adult surrounded by people who also don't know. And they become adult and they go, who am I? Why am I here? And they seem, everybody I talk to, if you really get them to be still enough and go inside, they'll realize they're supposed to know a whole lot more than they do right now. That they used to know a whole lot more. It's in the back of their tongue. They can't quite reach it. Subconscious programs, or what people call implants, done to people before they were born on this planet, are not little chips under the skin. That's a technology that was developed on Earth to try to undo what was done to an elite classified people on this planet without their consent. So they were trying to undo that in a technical way here on Earth. The implants I'm talking about aren't done that way. It's an electromagnetic field that's placed around the spherical being. It's artificial. Many different control images, usually fear and terror and death, are placed in that. So when you look out through your being from the spherical center of your being to the universe, you see through these transparent, distorted images of truth, misdirections. And when people see things that way, they are afraid or terrorized to remember who they are, what they knew before they were born, and what their purpose is for life. So we go into the hue, we start to work with it. It only works one way. Once a person crosses path with it, the way it works now, the process begins to unravel all that unconsciousness, and it's not reversible. It brings a being eventually back to being a trustworthy co-creator with the source itself, which is our reason and purpose for existing.
Boy, that's succinct. That just brings up 50 more questions, but I'm going to, for the purpose of allowing time to journey, and also we really want to take Q&A with the audience at the end today. So thank you so much, Scott, for that. And would you at this time be willing to guide us in a unique direct journey that reveals what you're talking about, the hidden truth, in an awakened kind of having a direct personal soul experience to hopefully help open the doors to all that we're capable of knowing in this universe? That would be wonderful.
Okay. I realize this is a live radio show, and people could be listening in any kind of conditions, you know, driving a car, sitting in a chair, laying on a bed. If for those of you who can, and for those of you who can play this, the recorded version of this journey back later, because I know it'll be available at the radio station site or whatever, then I would recommend that people get somewhere comfortable where they won't be disturbed for an hour and play this again, close their eyes, take several deep breaths. And so I'm sharing this with everybody now. Even if your eyes are open, just imagine. Use what's called daydreaming. Daydreaming is not made up in the brain of a human being. People are taught that on Earth, but it's not true. Daydreaming is the ability of the being running a body, probably without realizing it, to see into some other reality, some other time, some other space, at the beach, in the mountains, whatever, while they're bored or they don't want to be where they are, you know, in an office or at a schoolroom or something like that. So you look out the window and they daydream. What the being that is seeing what's out there while the physical eyes are seeing what's around them is not happening in the brain at all. If we close our eyes and imagine a beautiful waterfall somewhere, or a hummingbird, or the ocean with no people, violet beach, or a beautiful sunset somewhere, and you just see that in your imagination, you're actually there. People don't realize this because they're not brought up from childhood to understand this at all. So they have no reality on it when they're adults. They just think it's fantasy. It isn't. The brain itself, in the pineal gland, the center of the brain, which is the control mechanism beings use to run a body, by the way, doesn't have any faculty in it, like a motion picture camera and a movie screen upon which you can see things you imagine. The imagination is looking into the universe and seeing three-dimensional and other-dimensional things through what people call the third eye. It is the center of the spherical nature of being. That is, and the being itself, the Atma, is not made up of, as Merrily said earlier, it's not nuclear, it's not atomic, there's no protons, electrons in it. It is the energy that fills the void of space between the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun, the stars, and other galaxies that looks black on time-lapse photographs of outer space. But it isn't to the Atma out of body. It's a golden white light. Scientists even on Earth know that what they used to call dark matter isn't. It's packed with energy, but they don't understand that energy because it's not nuclear, and it supports all matter. So we're going to go into that connection, a very pure connection through the hue, first half of the word human. I would say close your eyes, take several deep breaths, and imagine someone you love and respect and you're grateful they're in your life, person, place, or thing. But make it genuine, something that makes you glow inside, a child's smile, a beautiful hummingbird, something that makes you light up. And then I'm going to send out these sounds, the hue sounds. You can hear what it is. I'm going to do it on a series of higher tones because it will help you put your body in the trance state we call sleep. Everybody does it every night anyway, just like an expert, but they don't realize what they're doing. At night, when you put the body to sleep, the pineal gland releases serotonin, makes melatonin. It puts the body on automatic, breathing, heart rate, lungs, while you're gone. Since people aren't taught about this growing up, they don't bring back or exercise the faculties to bring back awareness, clearly, of where they go every night. So let's go on a little journey above the earth. I will send out these tones to assist you, and I'm doing this from the core of my being, above the body, to you. My body, when I'm doing this, is also in the trance state called sleep. When I say trance, I don't mean hypnotic. It's an automatic function that makes the body run while you're gone. The connection between you and the body cannot be broken. It is a pure telepathic connection in the hue between the source behind all life and you. And each atom is made of exactly the same energy, the same creative faculties on a smaller scale. So here we go. You. 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 When we're children, it's easy for us to daydream. People on Earth, because of their lack of understanding of what's taking place, simply because they don't know, will make something up and call it a fantasy. It really isn't. It is simply the being's way of looking into the grand multidimensional creation to know things for themselves. The Atma, not the brain and body you grew up with, is so constructed as to perceive reality and truth on a multidimensional scale because it's living in the multidimensional universe, running more than one physical form on one major division or dimension. People on Earth have been made to forget all about this and fear, subconsciously terrorized to remember who they are, what they knew before they were born, and how to circumnavigate the grand multidimensional creation itself. This is our nature. People leave their body every night, and yet they carry a terrible fear of death because on Earth, when you're not aware of what you are, we naturally tend to identify with the physical body and brain as who we are, so we're afraid of losing it. The being that we are cannot be destroyed. You could put a hydrogen bomb underneath one of us and set it off. It wouldn't hurt us at all because the energy that we're comprised of is not atomic in nature. It is energy. But it's the kind of energy that supports planets rotating on their axis, moons revolving around planets and planets revolving around suns and galaxies turning, different dimensions, different doorways between dimensions. It's all out there. The greatest, hugest, most wondrous amount of being, what we call the Supreme Being, is not on Earth. It's out there, and it's just massively gigantic. So let's go above our bodies. Simply do this. Imagine being at the ceiling above your body, looking down on it. It's easy. Just imagine that you're on the ceiling, look at your body. And when you look around you, and you look at the atmosphere, you can see a white golden light, very subtle, moving through everything, behind the oxygen. Imagine being at 10,000 feet, above the roof or the building, or the home or the town where you live. And look around you. You're going to find that others from other worlds, very highly evolved, who are guides, are being there beside you, usually a man and a woman, and you will see a form that looks physical, and behind that form is a sphere of light. And when you look at yourself, you are a sphere of light looking at a form that looks like you, about 36 years of age, perfectly healthy, standing in the air. Because this isn't a physical body, it's an energy form you're projecting that looks like you so others can know who you are. Be in space. That's right. In outer space above Earth, just like the space shuttle or the Hubble telescope taking a photograph of the planet or a video of the planet moving. And you can see the planet has polar ice caps. It has continents and land masses. From this distance, you don't see cities. You don't see towns. You don't see roads or barriers between countries. You see one planet with one atmosphere. And over there is the moon. The moon is barren, crater marked from meteors, does not turn on its axis as it revolves around the Earth. It always shows us the same side. That's not normal. The moon should be turning on its axis. Look at the sun in the distance. And when you look at the billions of stars that make up the Milky Way galaxy, instead of it appearing black like you see in photographs, because you human eyes can only see a certain frequency of light, and not into the higher frequencies, but as out of their body up in space, it looks to be a white golden light, very powerful. It fills the void of space. And when you look in the core of your being, which is spherical, it's a white golden core, just like that energy out in space between all planets and objects. It's a telepathic medium. It means it's a medium you can connect with intelligently that cannot be manipulated or controlled or perverted or distorted by negative things. Anything in the worlds of space and time cannot affect this because it is not made of space and time. So we're in space, and I'm going to introduce you to a friend of mine. He is a very real being. His name is Terellian. He is human of the Sayres race. The title of my book is also named after that race. And he's showing you a body that's 18 feet tall, human, Greek-like, like a Greek god, long, slightly curvy, blonde hair, and big blue eyes, like slightly pointed ears, bare feet, and he's got his two thumbs up. He's giving us encouragement about moving forward to recover who we are. Behind that form is a sphere, just like us, an Atma. And he's pointing to the Earth. And as he points to the Earth, you see it begin to change like a heat wave in a desert. And we are in a circle, all of us listening to this show on this journey, in a circle around Terellian, who serves as a focal point to keep us focused to gain some productive good from this journey. And you look down at the Earth and it changes and it becomes a planet in the same place with no polar ice caps. And a moon covered with oxygen atmosphere, lakes and rivers and five dome cities on one side. It's turning peacefully on its axis, and as it comes around, there are two big dome cities in the mountainous area. He's showing you an Earth and a moon that exist in what's called a higher parallel dimension of the physical universe. It just changed the vibration rate from where we are to the third parallel dimension up, still in the physical universe, not astral. And there he's showing you an Earth that exists that has no pollution on it whatsoever. Members of the Galactic Alliance that is stationed near the core of our galaxy, great scientists, spiritual adept teachers, work there to instruct people when they're out of their bodies at night. So it really makes a difference if you're aware of this place. The principle is this. The omnipresent living hue, first sound behind creation, what people call divine spirit, is a co-creator with us. It will co-create whatever you imagine in it, good or bad. So you see, we don't want to work with negative emotions and imagination, because it'll bring both to us. We want to learn how to just use the imagination properly, to only intentionally create that which will be of an uplifting benefit to all life. Not just life on Earth. All life in the grand multidimensional creation. Look at that Earth. You're floating in space. You're a beautiful sphere of light. You don't have to breathe oxygen. You don't feel radiation from the sun. You don't feel cold or heat. And you have a body standing out in front of you, looks just like you, about 36, perfectly flawless, smiling. And he's showing you what the Earth and the Moon look like in a parallel dimension that exists right now, because in the physical universe, there's 144 parallel dimensions of higher individual molecular time rate constructions before you even get to what's called the astral plane. And this is being set up to be utilized at the right time to change the Earth we're aware of and that barren moon into a living world. We are made of fourth phase water in our bodies, which is not H2O. It's a telepathic medium. And the moon that does not turn on its axis as it revolves around the planet influences the tides and the water in our bodies that make it difficult for people on Earth emotionally. That needs to be corrected. Look at space. You see the billions of stars out there. There's the Earth. This Earth with no polar ice caps have one big continent centered over the equator from the left to the right hemisphere. And you can see right through the planet to another continent, two-thirds its size on the backside. Now, this is called Lemuria. This is an Earth where the poles never flipped, and that Lemuria was never destroyed like it was here on Earth that you're aware of. This place is real, and it can be visited once you're aware of how to imagine it. Remember, this omnipresent force will take you wherever you imagine, but we have to be aware to imagine where to go, or it can't take us anywhere. So it's better to imagine something wonderful in it to get it to work with us than to just pray to it, because its nature is to be a co-creator with us. It's an omnipresent living energy. It comes from the source behind all life. So does each one of us. You can hear, when you're looking at that Earth and that live moon, a sound. You can see a white golden light in everything that in a Hubble telescope would look black, but to us it isn't. And you're in direct communication with it. You can feel it. You can hear it as a rumbling sound like thunder, but pleasant underneath everything. And you can hear a sound emanating from that massive energy between all things. And it sounds like thousands of men and women singing the hue with perfect vocal cords on different levels. Hue, 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 all over. Until it becomes one round, whole sound. And you can feel it vibrating in the center of your being. The point is, when you look back down on Earth now, you are a sphere. A certain sphere. It has a structure. And you're hovering above that body, wherever you are. And you're going to send this, if you want to, send this experience, the awareness of it, into that brain, light up somewhere else, and move forward. And allow this experience to become aware within your consciousness on Earth. And then when you're ready, send kindness to that body, and then open your eyes or come back to the show.
Wow, that was beautiful.
I think we're pretty much on time for other things we need to do for the show, too.
My goodness. Woohoo. Yes, we are. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. I hope everybody knows that when I'm doing this, I'm doing it with them. I'm right there.
Yeah. Well, thank you for elucidating that. Now, oh my goodness, that was just so beautiful. And you brought, it's just, I don't even want to say add words to it. What I would like to do at this time, if it's all right with you, is to open, and Nicole, to open up the audience to have the opportunity to ask you, Scott, questions. And
that'd be great.
Have you. Okay, Nicole?
Yeah, you bet. Sure.
All right, Nicole, so let's give out the number to call in first of all. That's a good 595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. And if you still didn't catch it, it is on the newsforthesoul.com website. Currently, we haven't yet to screen the callers on, so I'm going to throw the first question out there to give us time to do that. So I have a question. This is just for me. I'm just curious. The hue tones, is this from the Ekinkar teachings or is it similar?
Ekinkar does teach it and other organizations do as well. But it must be understood, I think, for your benefit that the hue itself, the first half of the word human, is not copyrightable, patented by, owned by, or possessed by any organization on Earth because it didn't originate on Earth. Or with Paul Twitchell, who founded Ekinkar, it didn't exist, it wasn't originated in the physical galaxy of the Milky Way. It came from the prime source itself, and it's always been here. So no one can own it. What's important is for people to remember or recover how to utilize it for their well-being.
And what was the purpose of the process you just did? I'm going to be screening lines while you're answering, but a couple mm-hmm. people were asking through email questions, so I'll let you answer that one and rejoin you shortly.
Okay, I can answer that. The purpose for that journey is so that people can have a direct experience through the creative imagination, which is not fantasy. When they begin to become aware that this is a faculty they can use constructively to recover, remember who they are as a being, and their purpose, how to co-create with the source itself, this leads to true free will and freedom. People on Earth believe they have free will, but how can anybody claim to have free will who can't remember who or what they are that isn't a body, and what they knew before they were born here? So first thing for people is to have experience that begins to stimulate these higher faculties to come to the surface. Creative imagination is looking into the multiverse to know things for yourself. Faith should lead to direct experience. Direct experience makes you the knower instead of remaining as a believer. Very important in attaining mastery over negative things, over the material universe.
Mm. Really good. Okay, Nicole, do we have any more questions? Because I can always add some if you.
I know, Marilyn, you've got questions. I'll just let you know, everyone on the switchboard right now is just listening. I have one email question. This is coming from Rochelle in New York. Rochelle in New York is asking, this is kind of a out of left field question, but I thought it sounds fun. Let's throw it in. She wants to know if teleportation, physical teleportation, is real and possible.
It's possible, but it's not done on Earth. The technology to do that is not here yet, even in the most classified circles on this planet. It's used in a very limited way. It's not done in the way that you'd see on Star Trek here, but it is successfully done elsewhere. And it is done on planets in parallel dimensions, like the one that I just showed everybody on this journey that's in a third higher parallel dimension of our physical universe, where an Earth and a Moon and a Sun exist like ours, but at a higher vibration rate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. I'll pass it back over to you, Mary Lee. I'll keep an eyeball on the callers and emails in the background here.
Yes, please, because I would rather have... them have priority, but I can certainly ask questions. So just to clear a little bit more, Scott, since I interview a lot of, you know, secret project guys and all kinds of stuff,
mm-hmm, sure.
They use a lot of portal jumping, quantum jumping, both natural Earth stargates and man-made stargates. So they believe they're teleporting. So for Rochelle's clarity, can you give a little bit more about the difference between what they are doing and the kind
of teleportation
you're talking about?
I don't know what they're doing, who your guests are, or what they believe or what they know, any more than they probably know about me at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
teleportation as in a Stargate, in a most classified arena on Earth, yeah, they've probably done it. But there are problems with it. It isn't like, say, Stargate Atlantis or SG-1 or something like that, because there are certain repercussions that happen from using such technology for people who still carry the burden of a subconscious mind. It's a telepathic medium. Moving through gates anywhere means we have to move through that medium, which is telepathic, that medium which is not nuclear, that energy that is between the Earth, Moon, and the Sun in that so-called void of space is how beings from other worlds get around the multiverse far beyond the speed of light. But to do that, they have to be respectful of it and how it works, because they have to work with that energy that supports everything in order to get around the limitations of space and time. So you'd find that Stargate type of thing, portal jumping. There are natural doorways between different dimensions, parallel dimensions, and other areas of outer space on planet Earth at different classified, well, I wouldn't want to say classified, hidden locations. Locations that are accessed by knowing how to create the right frequency to go through them. People in more advanced craft who circumnavigate the Milky Way galaxy know how to move between these parallel dimensions, not just from planet to planet, but between parallel dimension to parallel dimension, all 144 of them, below what we call the astral plane. So what I call the Galactic Interdimensional Alliance of Free Worlds, centered near the galactic core of our galaxy, a huge organization comprised of more than 450 million spacefaring races, worlds. They know how to do this, and they would be willing to provide that to people on Earth if we could be trusted with it. If we were one world operating as one government of benevolent people, they would land here in mass and give it to us for free.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important to know if we want this world changed. Part of the work that I do with the Hue, a new ray in the Hue, which is a new creation element moving through the omnipresent first sound, only works one way now. And it inspires beings to create with their imagination only that which will be of an uplifting benefit to all life in the grand multidimensional creation, which means people on Earth have to become aware of all that life in order to respect it, in order to play in it. It's just that simple.
And they've been conditioned to be terrified of it for the most part. Right.
Terrified of leaving their body till they died, or they think the demons will get them. And I point out to people, you've already been God. You're on Earth with no memory. Getting out of your body isn't going to do any worse. If you're on Earth, the only way to go is up from here. That's as far down as you can get to think you're a body, like a plant or a rock or an animal. So the only way for people on Earth, this is the good news, is up from here. You can't get any lower than we are except destroy the planet. And they would have done that.
Yes.
People on Earth would have done that if people from other worlds hadn't stopped it by shutting down the launch computers. So we're still alive, but not because of the choices made by people on Earth. That's important to note, that we are not alone.
They can't let people know that, because the people here who are working on waking up, including me, which is, you know, but not quite awake, they would kind of more, we have a tendency to sit on our duff if we think we're going to be saved, and that's not what this is about.
No, it isn't. No, I don't know of anybody that would have common sense, say a spiritual master, an adept of the past, that would want to come back here to save everybody while they do nothing to save themselves, because you'd be bringing a whole lot of immature, spoiled children throwing tantrums up into what people call heaven to wreak havoc with the place. That's not practical. We got to take up. Okay, first of all, we are a spherical being, eternal being. We're not a body. That body has the capability of knowing the source itself, not understanding a concept about it, but going to it in a realm far above the lower dimensions of time and space and merging with it and talking with it and coming back here. That is what tyrants don't want people to remember, that they have this ability. We're not a body.
Exactly.
We've never been a physical body, ever, not any one of us. So the first thing that has to happen for people on Earth is to drop that illusion that they've ever been a body and start to remember what they are that's running a body. Key.
Well, you mean it's our true nature.
Right.
We're not a body, it's the true nature. That's an important, because
we're
all we're
human beings.
Well,
yeah, a human being is a sphere. It's not a body. It's not molecules and atoms and neutrons and genomes. The Atma, when it recovers what it is, has within it the ability to associate with such beings that can help turn on the genomes that are shut down on people on Earth.
That's
so the body will work when you try to use your higher faculties so you begin to work properly. That is available.
That's,
that technology is old school out there. Anti-gravity, that's millions of years old, if not billions.
I agree. And that's my passion, is to get us all inspired and motivated and utilizing the powerful telepathic medium that is used across the cosmos for telepathy, if I understand it right, which is the Hue. Is that correct?
That's correct, because it can't be perverted. When I share with you on this show, I've done many shows all over the world, done all kinds of things, what people call the most classified, highly hidden government on this planet listen to these shows. And they know that I have never threatened them, that everything I'm doing is for their benefit as well as all the people on Earth. And they know that. So they're not going to interfere with my internet. They're not going to interfere with a satellite link on a show. They never do. I don't ever have to complain about being messed with by the men in black. I want that clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's important.
Which is lovely. Okay. Nicole, any questions or should I ask another at this time?
We have a couple of general questions. The main one, I think, is a whole show unto itself, the answer to, which is what can be done to turn around the conflict on Earth right now that we find ourselves in these unusual times.
And I would be happy to address that. Each one of us, knowing what we are as a spherical being, and I've always been this, recovers the ability through the process to have the wisdom to know what to do is right, because we are telepathically linked into the one energy that supports and sustains all life. It is a co-creator. All of us on Earth are responsible for the failed experiment of evil. Failed because it was designed to stimulate cattle prod people to do creatively what is right for the good of all life, and people have not been doing that, especially in the lower worlds of time and space, where negative and positive run so in such force. On Earth, in the atmosphere of this planet, everything that was ever done of a negative nature is still revolving in the atmosphere, bouncing off the ionosphere just like a radio wave. So if people on Earth focus on the negative, they're going to be, without realizing it, asking this omnipresent force to bring the negative into their lives and the positive they dwell on another time of the day. When both are used as conflicting opposite forces, a person binds themselves to this Earth because of the repercussions of their action, because of one primary law of physics. Every action creates an equal but opposite reaction. So for people on Earth to change this world and get beings from the stars to come here in great numbers and do it quickly and efficiently, people have to recover enough responsibility and courage to ask for their help, because they are not tyrants. They've already intervened here to save us from blowing ourselves up, but they don't want to run the governments on this planet. They want us to pick up our bootstraps and grow up. The Hue will help people do that.
Because they consider us family.
Well,
we
are.
We are family. Yeah, exactly.
But we're dangerous. We're dangerous. You got to bring people from Earth to take their religious beliefs in conflict with each other and their political ideologies in conflict out among the stars and throw it up on them? And have them asked to embrace it, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're far more evolved. They're never going to tolerate that. So Earth and our solar system are quarantined. Not by us.
Yeah. Now, isn't it true, though, that, well, I don't know, but I'll present this from other people I've talked to, that about 10% of the overall multiverse is still kind of what you would call less than benevolent beings, which is a small percentage. But they're still playing with that?
Well, in our Milky Way galaxy, let's use just this galaxy in this parallel dimension of the physical universe. It gets too complicated for people on Earth to fathom this with their brain.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You get out of the body, you can fathom it. In the brain, no way, you can't do it. But as an Atman, when you look at the universe, there are a few tyrant space-faring races. Tyrant races always steal or rob or force technology out of people who create it. No one can create higher technology in negative, using negative emotion imagination, so they steal it. And there are space-faring races out there that have come to Earth in small numbers to influence leaders here, but so have all the benevolent ones. And the benevolent organization out there is vastly more huge than any conglomeration of tyrant races. Right now, as we speak, there are no wars taking place out in our galaxy. Some people say there are, but there's no proof of that. There isn't, or Earth would be gone. There is a policing action out there that is, shall we say, quarantining the negative races and helping to change them now while they're making new inroads to change Earth in ways that have never been attempted before. The new ray and the Hue didn't exist in the upper worlds beyond the void known to certain esoteric groups on Earth until about 8 Earth years ago. It was brought into creation to retire the positive and negative fixed states in the lower dimension and replace it with an energy running through the omnipresent sound that inspires people to use their imagination to only create that which will be of uplifting benefit to all life and all life out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can embrace it.
That's what my research brought me to, too, is that the prime creator of this sector, so to speak, you know, felt that the best way, the kind of the grand experiment was kind of what you said, is to use challenges and polarity as a process and ultimate soul evolution, and therefore expansion. And so you're literally saying that as of 8 years ago, this new ray came in, the hue has been activated for
people to
use.
It has a different element of consciousness running through it correctly.
Okay, in this lower world, and that, as of 2012, the experiment of evil as defined as being used as a challenge for soul growth is retired. Is that correct?
It is retired in the upper worlds, what people don't know about yet or remember, across the void, higher than the void known to Buddhist monks. And because it's retired there and something else had been brought in creation there, at the source, it is now moving in a new direction without destroying the lower dimensions of time and space like it has before several times. Mm. So that means that the rulers of those lower dimensions are going through a change. The energy that guides the lower dimensions were... The reason for this is simple. Atmos, through the old system, it's a failed experiment because people were not returning back to the source from whence they came as a spherical being. They've been stuck in the illusion of matter and long forgotten where they came from. So that is the first thing needs to be recovered in each person.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's
a
new ray.
I agree with that. I agree.
It's
and that's
new...
what I wanted. It's important to emphasize that, you know, for all your listeners out there, this is a huge time. And many of us, either consciously or subconsciously, incarnated at this time to assist, because this is literally a new reset with the new ray being provided, mm-hmm. with the hue, and with our abilities through a little bit of diligence, being reactivated again, which is my passion, so that we can be more expanded as a being, consider each other as, you know, part of an extended family, and once again, for those of us that want to be traversing consciously or with awareness towards the expansiveness that awaits us and the wondrous things we do anyway a lot of times when we're sleeping but don't remember, as well as being greeted by so many of the benevolent brothers and sisters of the Galactic Alliance Federation, of which many of us are members of but don't recall it.
Yes. It's actually, everybody says Federation, but that comes from Gene Roddenberry in Star Trek. It hasn't called that out there. It's an alliance of worlds. It's a free alliance of worlds. I can tell you that money is illegal out there. They don't use it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's always
people,
a signature of a
right.
kind
on
of
Earth,
tyrannical
people use
world.
Right. People use it to get people conditioned. It's nothing backing it. It's just paper, digits in a computer. And we all have to use it on Earth because we're conditioned to it. But it's not real. When money goes and is no longer necessary, worlds change.
Mm-hmm.
So out there it's illegal because only tyrants use it out there. They don't use it. So that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
On another normal human world, I introduced Terrellian today to your guest. He's a very real guy.
Yeah.
People can go meet him if they want to. He's a safe guy to talk to. He's extremely evolved, but he's not going to put himself above anyone. He's an Atma like us. He's a master teacher, too, and
mm-hmm.
he represents an incredibly, the most evolved ancient human race that ever existed, billions of years old, which brings up another point. Human beings never evolved on Earth in the first place.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's no missing
yes.
link here anybody will ever find because it exists way out there.
Right. And your book, The Fey Raised Race, literally talks about the most ancient of races that we know about, right, that are billions
right.
of years old, which Terrellian
right.
is an ambassador of. Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct. They immortalized their physical body, and these are 18 to 25-foot tall human bodies. We get our genomes and our DNA from them. Long
mm-hmm.
ago in galactic history, they seeded certain kinds of developments of DNA body forms, like human, humanoid, grays, even reptilians, mantis, all these people talk about all these other races, but they were all brought up to be bipedal, and they brought them up to spacefaring race. They were all benevolent at one time. And then
yeah.
they disappeared. They did this to bring the Atma coming into the lower universe, the ability to run a higher form and run their higher faculties through those forms to gain experience and to bring it back to the source.
Mm-hmm.
And then look what we've done with it since they left. So the Sayres, who went through a consciousness change recently, have been motivated to come back into this scene and help correct this failed experiment so things can move forward.
And they're in the background, but you said they've been motivated to shift also because of this golden ray, or
that's
not
right.
golden ray, but a white ray with gold scintillating
yeah.
through it. So
think of it as
it's literally affecting
it,
everything.
Right. Right. You've heard of, like,
mm-hmm.
I think some people have heard of 12 creation rays.
Mm-hmm.
Or different colors of that create different things.
Yes,
wisdom ray, love ray, all that. The new
yeah.
ray is a ray that overrides all of them and moves through every one of them, coming from the source that only works one way, and it has a form and structure that can exist in the material universe. People can detect a classified space program. People have detected a huge golden-sided pyramid floating in the asteroid field between Mars and Jupiter. They can't do anything with it whatsoever. And it's
mm-hmm.
emanating some kind of pulsing energy out into our solar system. That's a
Yay.
Fact. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so that's something that works one way. And as it moves through the planet and through people waking up, particularly when they're out of their bodies at night, when they have
mm-hmm.
more freedom, they're not so afraid of death of the body, beings can approach them that are kind and wondrous and help them recover awareness of what they are. So when they go back into the body in the morning, they have a different conscious awareness than they had. They're less afraid, more courageous.
To go throughout the day and by their energy and by the light and the ray and using the sound of hue before you go to bed, say,
right.
that then emanates out because we're all designed as antennas. So it broadcasts out to everyone that we touch or don't touch. And this way, kind of the 100th monkey theory or exponentially,
You couldn't be, yeah, you're right. You're correct. You're completely correct. It takes a certain number of people on a planet like Earth that's so unconscious, so backward,
mm-hmm.
and it is, in order
mm-hmm.
to affect a sweeping energy transmission that will transform the planet and just simply wake everybody up. We're heading in that
yeah.
direction. We're not there yet, but we're heading in that direction. So,
yes, it's very exciting, folks. So we're in our last couple minutes, and you can find this in his two wonderful latest edition books, really, truly. They're packed with information as well as having amazing, simple techniques because, you know, I have a lazy side to me. And these simple techniques can be utilized very easily, like singing the hue before you go to bed. But I would like you, Scott, to mention the one sentence that is in those books for people to re-listen to or write down, that if they're going to continue with the hue, which we hope you are, of what you might want as their intention, what they may want for their benevolent intention.
Okay. First of all, anybody can belong to any organization on Earth or not and work with the hue. It's not required by the source itself. All that's required is that you wake up the ability to use it, work with it in the privacy and sanctity of your own being. And the best way to do that, these words I'm going to share with you are constructed very carefully. It's like telling the omnipresent you a new way of how to create with you. And if you can't imagine or think of questions like this, it cannot respond to you. It follows its own law of creation. So here's what I suggest at night. Get restful before you go to sleep, hopefully before you're too sleepy that you pass out. And take a couple of breaths, send out the hue 10 or 15 times, like you heard me on this show, and then say, okay, safely show me deliberately hidden truth on a grand multidimensional scale and the much greater knowing of the expansive love within it. And then go to sleep.
Oh, see, that's so important. And with that, it's 5:00, and thank you so much, Scott. And please, everyone, you can get his books on Amazon, the latest editions, and just practice it. And I'll see you guys.
My website is at
yes.
paralleltime.com, P-A-R-A-L-L-E-L-T-I-M-E paralleltime.com, paralleltime.com. The books are there. They're not sold there, but the links for Amazon and iTunes and all that are all there, so they're easy to find. My best wishes to all of you and pleasant dreams.
Thank you, and you too, and thanks, Nicole, and thank you, audience, for being curious and wanting to learn more. Blessings. See you in 2 weeks.
See you later. Bye for now.
Beautiful. Great show. Thanks, guys. Marilyn's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.